2015 was another year of highs and lows for the ethanol industry. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says many of the positives for the industry were set off by negatives.
You had record production in 2015. In fact, the industry hit for the very first time 1 million barrels of ethanol a day in November, hit it again in December. But there were tight margins, so profitability was not what it was a year ago. We had growing export markets for ethanol, seeing new market development and the export market really beginning to take off. But there are threats to DDG exports from China coming at us at the end of the year, threatening that very important market for ethanol producers. We beat back legislative efforts to derail the RFS on Capitol Hill, but the administration finalized a rule on the RFS that reduces that program in 2016.
Dineen says 2015 did see the introduction of more advanced biofuels production.
You've got several plants now producing cellulosic ethanol or adding cellulosic ethanol at their grain plant to process the fiber and cellulose that comes into the plant into a renewable fuel. You've got companies looking at renewable diesel projects, and you've got companies looking at Zein protein, which is used in plastics and other industrial markets. So you see the ethanol plant now becoming much more a biorefinery with lots of different products coming out and lots of different markets being targeted, all in an effort to become more efficient, more profitable, and more secure for the future.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.